Chapter 5. The morning sun slanted in through the front window of the cup and cake, glinting off the stainless steel edging of the pastry display case, the glass of which Lexi had just spent 10 minutes getting squeaky clean. Inside, a fresh batch of croissants battled with cheese danishes and blueberry scones for attention. On the top shelf, 3 dozen cinnamon rolls so fresh from the oven that the air was still spiced with their scent, dripped with glaze. Lexi stood back to admire the display. Would the elephant ears look better in the center of the shelf or to the right? Center. She went to the back of the case, slid the door open, and had her upper body inside the case, trying to reach the platter of rolls when the bells over the door jingled. She peered through the front of the case, the curved glass distorting the image of a dapper older gentleman in a tweed sport coat and a slightly battered fedora coming through the door. Lexi extracted herself from the case and smiled a greeting. He raised his cane to her in greeting.
Good morning, my dear. Lovely day we're having, just lovely.
Hello, Lexi said, wiping her hands on her vintage pink polka dot apron. How may I help you today?
Oh, well, I've never been to the bakery and thought I'd pop in to see what you had to offer. I've heard such good things about your baked goods.
He removed his hat, revealing a bald patch amidst his curly gray hair.
And I must say, it smells wonderful in here.
Thank you. Lexi couldn't help smiling at the old charmer. He was right. Cassie had some almond scones going in the oven, and the air was heavy with the scent of sugar and almonds mingled with the cinnamon from the rolls. Are you living at the retirement center? Given the small size of Brook Ridge Falls, the geriatrics made up a sizable portion of her customer base, and most of them lived at the senior center. But Lexi had met a good portion of the residents. Then again, the woman who had driven the Uber car was new to her, so this gentleman could be too.
No, my dear, I have my own place. How lovely this bakery is. You must be a hard worker.
He gave her a coy look.
You must keep your husband on his toes.
I try. Lexi winked and held out her hand. I'm Lexi Baker.
Hermann Conti, the man said, taking her hand and bowing. At your service.
Very nice to meet you, Mr. Conti. She walked behind the counter. My grandmother is part of the retirement community. She lives at the center. Perhaps you know her? Mona?
My dear, who do you think talked up your establishment to me?
Hermann smiled.
She and her friends are quite a riot.
The conversation from the taxi the previous day ran through Lexi's head. If she wasn't mistaken, Mr. Conti was the gentleman Ida had teased Ruth about, saying he was sweet on her. Considering her last boyfriend was a gangster, it looked as if Ruth could do a lot worse than Mr. Conti. What can I get for you today? My assistant is in the back getting a fresh batch of almond scones ready, if you'd like. Or perhaps a box of freshly baked cookies to take back home. He perused the selections in the case, then straightened.
For now, I believe I'll wait on some of those scones, if you don't mind.
Lexi gestured to one of the empty tables near the window. Have a seat. They should be out shortly.
Thank you.
Mr. Conti took off his hat and laid it on the chair next to him.
You know, your grandmother and her friends are the reason I'm here today.
Really? Lexi said, going back to her rearranging. Besides the food recommendation?
Yes. You see, I'm good friends with one of your grandmother's dear friends, Ruth. I came here this morning hoping I might see her. Has she been in yet today?
I'm afraid not, Mr. Conti. Lexi smiled at his earnest tone. Seemed the old guy had it bad for Ruth. But I can let her know you came by if I see her later.
Oh, no need, no need. I was just worried about her after all that fuss at her storage unit yesterday.
Lexi straightened, frowning. You heard about that?
"News travels fast in a small town," he said, toying with the end of his cane. "Good and bad. Anyway, I just wanted to make sure she was all right."
"Well, if it's any consolation, as far as I know, she's fine. I was there with them yesterday when the body was discovered, and though it was quite shocking, I think we'll all survive."
"Excellent to hear, my dear."
Mr. Conti didn't look quite as enthused as his statement suggested, and she felt a pang of pity for him. "I'll certainly let Ruth know of your concern for her, though, if I see her."
"Oh, thank you."
He perked up a bit, looking around the bakery.
"I used to own my own business once, a men's hat shop. This was when the Rat Pack had hit it big. Sold a lot of fedoras back then. Even headed my local Rotary Club chapter. Good times, then."
His expression turned melancholy, and Lexi wanted to ask him more, but never got the chance. "Fresh hot scones coming up," Cassie said, carrying out a tray filled with almond, ham, and blueberry scones. She glanced over and saw their guest. "Oh, hi, Mr. Conti. Don't you look handsome today?" He puffed up like a peacock.
"Flattery, dear, will get you everywhere. And isn't that shade of blue on your tresses just perfect with your complexion?"
Cassie gave him a curtsy, then grinned at Lexi. "Have I mentioned how much I love working here?" "Not recently, no." Lexi took the tray and fitted it into an empty space in the display case. Afterward, she turned back to Mr. Conti. "Scones are ready. How many would you like, sir?"
"An even half dozen, please. I'll take a few to the senior center to share with the other residents."
Mr. Conti stood and pulled out his wallet to pay.
"And give me a dozen of those snickerdoodle cookies, too. Always love a good snickerdoodle."
Lexi rang up his purchases and handed him his change, then leaned her forearms on the counter as she watched him put the money back in his pocket. His clothes had to be at least 30 years old, given their wear, but his watch looked new and shiny. Odd. But then maybe he'd gotten it as a gift recently.
"Don't forget to tell Ruth I asked about her,"
he said, picking up his box of goodies.
"From what I saw on the news this morning, the police are still searching for the killer. Dangerous stuff, that."
"Will do, Mr. Conti. And you be careful out there yourself." She smiled and waved as he headed for the door. "Have a good day, and it was wonderful to meet you." He left, and Lexi turned back to Cassie, who was leaning against the back wall behind the counter with her arms crossed. "So, you love working here, huh?" "Sometimes," Cassie joked back, "when my boss isn't grilling me." "Nice." Lexi walked back into the kitchen with Cassie on her heels. "Good thing I gave you a ride home yesterday," Cassie said, adjusting the temperature on the oven for the next batch of goodies going in. Giant cupcakes they would use to make Lexi's famous cupcake tops. "The boys worked late last night, huh?" "Late?" Lexi gave her friend a confused stare. "Jack came home right after you dropped me off." "Really?" Cassie seemed flustered. "Oh, well, I guess I thought he'd be late because John didn't get in until after 9. He wouldn't tell me about his day, either." "Did Jack act strangely last night?" "No, not really. Why?" "Nothing." Cassie gave the dark chocolate batter in a stainless steel bowl a few swipes with a spatula. She poured it carefully into the paper-lined muffin pan, then slid it into the oven. "Never mind." The whole exchange was weird and left Lexi feeling more than a little unsettled. Images of Jack arriving with roses and wine flashed in her head. Come to think of it, he'd never brought her gifts before when he'd been late. Nor had he apologized when they'd had a minor disagreement. And when she'd asked him if he'd been naughty, he'd gotten all flustered. The phone on the wall rang, jarring her out of her thoughts. Lexi answered, scolding herself for being silly. Jack was wonderful and sweet and kind and caring. There was nothing suspicious going on. She was creating mountains out of molehills. "The cup and cake, Lexi speaking, how may I?" "Lexi, dear, it's Nan's." Her voice sounded frantic and Lexi's pulse skyrocketed. Why hadn't Nan's called her cell? "What's wrong?"
There's trouble at Ruth's condo at the retirement community. Can you come over? I'll be right there. She hung up and ripped off her apron. I need to get to Nan's right away. Can I borrow your car? Sure. Cassie followed her out to the front of the shop, where Lexi grabbed her purse from beneath the counter. Is everything all right? I'm not sure, Lexi said, grabbing Cassie's keys and heading toward the back exit. I'll let you know once I find out more.